Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Steve Jobs.
The founder of Apple?
Yes, the one and only. He's a 6-3 generator, split definition. Emotional is his inner authority. He's on the left angle cross of spirit in the quarter of initiation. And he is a sixth color. But it's very close to the edge. It's like 98%, but it is six color for this time. And he's purely collective. He's got a conscious 1762, which is split off, and it's a large split from an unconscious 952 and an unconscious 4130.
Yep, a very interesting chart. Of course, has a 6-3 profile. And being on that left angle cross of spirit, this is where the mutation is going to take place. And it's about another venue for awareness. And when you think of his contributions as far as Apple computer and the iPhone now and iTunes and that whole thing, it's like here's another way being collective to communicate and universalize and share with each other. I mean, it's really rather incredible. I mean, if we were going to keynote him, the 952 determination, the 4130 focused energy, 1762 organizational being, I mean, determined to focus his energy on the organization. So he just might not have a personal life, really, as far as apart from what it is he's universalizing.
Well, his process, I mean, he's got the 53rd gate, and so he's really somebody to start things. And so in 1976, that's actually when he created Apple, and then he ended up leaving Apple. And in 1985, just about the time he went up on the roof, he created Next Computer, which was like this very, high-end, expensive computer for the graphics and the scientific people, right? And in 1996, he went back to Apple, and this was when they actually merged Apple with Next. And in 2000, he became the CEO, so the permanent CEO. So he's gone through, this whole process, and it's interesting now, he's really, off the roof. And part of what's happened for him are these health issues. And in 2009, he had a liver transplant. Here he is with this open G. Right, and so I mean, he had a tumor on his pancreas in 2004, and so there was a lot of hoopla about that, and he had the surgery and everything, and he still really wasn't quite right. And he's such a public figure. I mean, he gives these talks every year at the symposium where all of these Macintosh people that are just, they're rabid. And so everybody's checking him out, and of course, he is the leader of all of this, so his health is,
Well,
incredibly important.
when you look at that 56 gate fourth line, which is the superficial personality, able to mask their true feelings. And when you look, not just because he's a 6-3 profile, but you look at the 10-6 and you look at, this withdrawal, this asceticism. I think he has the 62nd gate, fourth line. It's ascetic, so this is withdrawal. This is the fool on the hill, the sage, if you can find him. So much of his energy, I think, is about being very private and very wrapped up and withdrawn. This isolated genius, the 60, what is it? The, oh, that's the 56 gate, second line, isolated genius, leave me alone, I'm working, that first gate, with this open G. So it's just such an interesting juxtaposition that it serves him well to have this being able to mask your true feelings with your superficial personality while you're stimulating everyone with your ideas.
Well, he's incredibly admired, and at the same time, there's enormous criticism about him. I mean, he's very persuasive. He's really the key salesperson for the whole, Apple myth. I mean, what they've actually dubbed him is the reality distortion field. I mean, and especially when I think about that 55-6, right? This Because he doesn't have any individuality. I mean, what's really fascinating when I first looked at his chart, it was like, wow, this guy doesn't have any individual definition. Isn't that interesting? Because you would think from the outside all of this, but he's a 55-6. I mean, that's his personality sun. He also talks about that, you know, one of the most important things in his life was when he took acid.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, he was in the counterculture, obviously, when he was younger. And I think that's part of it, is that his awareness really changed at that point and, you know, created a connection. Because, you know, he doesn't do this alone, even though he's this big leader.
Organizational being.
Right. I mean, you know, he talks about his model for business is the Beatles, right? Four guys that kept each other's negative tendencies in check. They balanced each other. The total was greater than the sum of the parts. Great things in business are not done by one person. They're done by a team of people. And they talk about, you know, how he really protects the producers, the people that are right. really doing the work. But he's really seen to be, you know, arrogant and very difficult to deal with. And I think a lot of that is being purely collective. I mean, he's not tribal.
Right.
You know, that's not part of his nature. And this coldness, I think, you know, this coolness that's there for somebody that's looking at the big picture.
Well, look at, you know, the open G, 13th gate, second line, bigotry. Not everyone is worth listening to, you know, and so I don't listen. And, you know, determined. I think what saved him on his acid trip was having a mental definition, which... you know, could keep him intact, even though with that open G, I would say, you know, people dropping acid and not, you know, with an open G, it can be really problematic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with his open ego, too, not wanting, you know, it's kind of being competitive and don't be pumping him up as far as, you know, challenging him or competing with him. I mean, people with open egos tend to be very competitive, especially with those who have defined egos. And, you know, fifth open splenic center, when you're talking about cancer, it's like a lack of well-being, a lack of, you know, and he has that 50th gate there, determination, and, you know, as a general. So it's like he could really, because of his determination, and it's about survival, you know.
But especially, I think, as a 6-3 and coming into this place in his life, you know, so interesting that he would get, you know, really deathly ill. That, you know, he has to be himself. I mean, he can't do it any other way.
10th gate, 6th line.
You know,
also.
Absolutely. You know, that kind of pressure, you know, on him. I mean, his quote is saying, I want to put a ding in the universe. I mean, you know, he's like, you know, he's got a huge vision. I mean, I think that's the thing that, you know, you really have to see. But
yeah, and so much about sharing that vision. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the whole collective thing. They're sharing with you. It doesn't even matter if you're listening. They're telling you, and it's not like it's personal sharing. It's universalizing something. And
and what he's really known for is, you know, he really does universalize the idea of innovation.
Yeah.
It's all about innovation. I mean, he says it distinguishes, you know, a leader from a follower. I mean, it's interesting, this whole, you know, six line, six color, this whole balance between leader and follower, right?
Right, the third gate that he has. You know, this is about something new from old limitations. And, you know, when you look at his lower, his sacral, I mean, these are unconscious definitions. So this is a surprise. Now, he's been in a process. He's had that tripartite process. Wouldn't surprise me that he dropped acid when he was 28 or around then. And then for that period of time, that kind of roof phase, but that really re-entering. I think when he lost Apple, it wouldn't surprise me if it was when he was 50 or 48, the withdrawal. And then the reemergence, you know, around his Chiron.
No, he lost it when he was about 30. I mean, you know, really, it was about 30. But, you know, it's interesting because he has the 9-3, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back, right? I mean, there were definitely in that whole third line process.
Well, look at this new iPhone thing with the, you know, we don't have a good antenna, you know, the missing detail,
that. You know, well, it's like he says, innovation, you know, sometimes you make mistakes. I mean, you know, he's a third line. I mean, sometimes you make mistakes. It's best to admit them quickly and get on with improving your other innovations.
Right.
I mean,
perfect.
That's
a new discovery. Yeah.
I mean, and talk about a 6-3 attitude, right? That's got to be it.
Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time.
But
But
so interesting.
till next time, say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.